Yo, what it do, my real life relatable story tribe, coming back with more positive vibes, and hopefully y'all got some positive vibes as well, because I am coming to an end with my spoken words for this week. I'm coming to an end with my spoken words, and I'm going to be doing more stories and stuff like that, like right after I do this one. But I sound so tired. I'm so sorry. But I'm trying to keep that positive energy up and not sound so groggy right now. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's probably just because of my lack of sleep. But it's cool, though. I enjoy having the lack of sleep for something that I love doing. It's never something that I hate or like that I hate the feeling of. It's just that I understand why I have this. It's because I love putting out that positive energy for you guys. And it just doesn't make me feel good if I'm not owning up to what I said about putting these 20 podcasts out, or, you know, or in within the limited time that I'm pushing myself to do them, within the limited time that I said, which was 3 to 5 p.m. It's 2:25 right now. But that being said, let's get into today's spoken word, which today's spoken word, the theme, kind of the whole thing, is about being confused. This is going to be like sort of a conversation of how I would picture myself talking to Jesus and stuff like that. This is going to be a religious one. If you don't want to listen to it, I can totally understand, but listen to with an open mind. And if you're a closed-minded person, I would ask nicely if you could open your mind just to hear where I'm coming from and my situation and stuff like that. Not just mine, because I know there are other people that probably have the same questions or have the same feelings when it comes to stuff like this. So I'm just asking kindly if you can listen to this with an open mind. But it's called Lord, I Feel Confused. And it's all about confusion and why you may feel confused, or reasons why I was, or not why I was confused, but why I am still confused as of up to date and stuff like that. And so on. If this reaches out to anybody, let me know. You know, I work hard on these things and stuff like that. But if not, just enjoy and listen. I'm still very blessed that you do that. It's sort of like letting me vent and you guys hearing. But it's a little bit more than just that. It's a lot more than just venting and you guys hearing. It's definitely more than that. I definitely know that, and I definitely feel that from the feedback that I get from you guys, whether it's on social media or whether it's just the numbers showing on who listens to it and the people that support me and work behind the scenes to get these people to listen to what I say. But without further ado, let's get into it. The last spoken word of this week is called Lord, I Feel Confused, about confusion. Let's get into it. Love y'all. Feel blessed. Can't wait to get this over with, because then I can get to talk about real life stories and back to the whole name. So I'm ready to do that. I'm very excited, and I'm going to finish it strong with such positivity. I don't want to make this intro too long. It's almost 3 minutes, but let me end it real quick. Love y'all. Peace. See you on the other side. God bless. See ya. Lord, I feel confused. I am so confused to the point where my brain feels bruised. I feel clueless, so clueless to the point where my grammar would go astray on any other day, and I'd end up saying who this instead of saying who is this. I keep on remaining confused even though I want to move forward, the light I most certainly want to move towards. I don't want to move backwards with distractions. It's like dealing with out of this world words and fractions. Confusion is not what you want me to feel, but indeed I know it is the real deal. Help me to feel focused and not confused. You're already working through time, so enough I'll find and know that it is you. No more confusion about anything. With that conclusion, I hope and pray my mind is open to anything without having trouble to comprehend. Helping me to make the amends instead of breaking the amends with doing this action in no dead ends. Jesus, make sure my craft is something they can understand, from man to woman, woman to man. I hope we can all relate to this, if not someone on which I hope every day could possibly be equal land. Yo, real life relatable story tribe, with the positive vibes as usual. I hope y'all enjoyed that spoken word, one of the last for this week, and one of the last for, you know, just right now. Yeah, I hope that you guys got the message throughout that. I don't really try to explain the message afterwards. Sometimes I will recap, sometimes I won't, just to see if people can understand the message. If people have questions about it, they can ask me if they feel really intrigued to know. But this is just something that I wanted to put out in the air because my look, and I know I could lose a lot of fans for this, or I could lose a lot of people, but my love for Jesus is real. And I love him till day's end. And this might be a longer outro than it needs to be, but I just want to say this. He has helped me do so many things. I can't say too many things because I'm going to leave that for the stories, but he has helped me learn so many things and helped me do so many things in this world that I may take for granted. Like, he helps me walk forward, and I may not even, I don't have to tell myself to put left in front of right. I don't have to tell myself to ever tell my heart to beat at a certain time to keep my heart beating so I can stay alive. I don't have to carry around a tank or like some type of like, you know, oxygen tank so I can breathe correctly. I am blessed with so many things that I take for granted, and it is crazy. So I just want to give prayer and praise to him, to the fact that he has done so much for me and I've taken for granted. And it's not like I want to. It just happens because I may be focusing on something else, which is very natural for a human to do. He gives us choice for so many things, and he just continues to give and give and give. And we may not be so thankful for it, but I just want to show my love and thanks for and appreciation for him, no matter what happens, no matter what kind of fans I gain or lose because of my love for him. But I just appreciate the fact that I get to speak about this and be so proud of it, and I just love it so much, and there's just so much passion running through me right now. I'm gonna save that for when I can tell my stories, but thank you, Jesus. It feels so great to say that without feeling the need to hold anything back. But thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope everybody has a blessed day. Feel great, feel amazing, feel empowered to do so much more than you already know that you can. Feel wonderful, feel at the top of your game, feel at the top of your own game that you just claimed. Feel at the top, feel number one, be the one, be the best, be who you are, be unique. As you always will be. Peace, I love y'all. Have a great rest of your day, evening, morning, night, whatever. Push through. Always get it. Always do it. Keep the grind going. Love y'all. Peace. That's how we do it. See y'all.